We are currently exploring Matthew chapter 5 and verses 17 through 20. Last time we discussed verse 18, where Yeshua said that nothing from Torah would be removed or changed until everything that needs to happen has happened. Continuing on with verse 19. So whoever disobeys the least of these mitzvot and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys them and so teaches will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Torah comprises many mitzvot, or instructions. Some are more important than others. Consider Yeshua's dialogue with one of the Torah teachers in Matthew chapter 22 and verses 36 through 40. Rabbi, which of the mitzvot in the Torah is the most important? He told him, you are to love Adonai your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. This is the greatest and most important mitzvah. And the second is similar to it. You are to love your neighbor as yourself. All the Torah and the prophets are dependent on these two mitzvot. If there are important mitzvot, such as this passage, there are mitzvot that are not as important, but just as valid to believers. Just because some mitzvot are not as important, such as the dietary laws known as kashrut or kosher, doesn't mean that they are not part of Torah and should not be followed. Yeshua also says, anyone who disobeys the least of these mitzvot and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Ultimately, there will be an order in the kingdom, based on our faithfulness, which is in direct relation to keeping instructions of Adonai as found in Torah. Yeshua led by example, yet there are many who teach that Torah is no longer valid. But Yeshua tells us otherwise. Who will you follow? Let me continue to emphasize the challenge with Torah is knowing what applies to whom and in relation to the new covenant. I will continue to dissect this passage proclaimed by Yeshua and apply the understanding that is relevant to all believers, whether Jewish or not. During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, Whatever Happened to the Sabbath? To anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish Synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.